Now, this week, Margaret Mills is taking us off, I think, to St. Peter's Chapel in Bradwell. Is that right?
That's right, yes. St. Peter's Chapel at Bradwell is often known as St. Peter's on the Wall. Now, there's a reason for that. We believe that the chapel was built on the foundations of an original Roman fort. And it's one of the reasons archaeologists believe that the chapel has lasted so long and has kept so many of its original features, for the simple reason that most buildings at this time were not built with any foundations. They were built straight onto the earth. Mm-hmm. St. Peter's, however, was built on the remains of the wall of the Roman fort, hence being known as St. Peter's on the Wall. Now, we believe it was originally built in about 654 AD. And the person who we believe instigated the building of the chapel was somebody known as St. Ched. Now, St. Ched came to England from Lindisfarne. He was a missionary bishop. So his motive and his message was to go out and preach the gospel rather than just giving sermons in a church. And that's exactly what he did. He raised the chapel, and the chapel in its present form does have many features that are original, but quite a few that over the years obviously have decayed, deteriorated, and no longer are. It fell victim to Viking raids, we believe, which did some damage to the chapel. And part of its subsequent checkered history, apart from being a church, was it was used at one time as a store for cattle feed, would you believe? Mm-hmm. It was also used at one point as a military garrison or military station during the Napoleonic Wars. Soldiers would be billeted there. So it's had various uses over time. It was also used by Essex smugglers. Where better? It's pretty Indeed. Remote, it's pretty isolated, and smugglers, we're told, stored their contraband in the abandoned chapel. In 1920, better times came round for the chapel because the land that it stood on was owned by a certain Mr. Parker. And Mr. Parker was very keen that the chapel be restored. And that's exactly what happened. So the building that we see today owes its restoration and its care and attention largely to the efforts of Mr. Parker back in the 1920s. And today, of course, it's maintained. The public can go there and they can visit and view the chapel.
It's rather surprising that it's known as St. Peter's Chapel if St. Jeb was originally involved.
Exactly. But, you know, obviously there were reasons why they decided to dedicate it to St. Peter, who was felt to be very important within the Christian faith.
Right. OK, thanks very much indeed. And so what are you looking at next time?
Right, next time I'd like to look at Nether Hall near Royden.
OK, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.